It is my pleasure to announce that you have won in the DRI first place $10 million. Congratulations.
Governor Andrew Cuomo visited Niagara Falls Wednesday to break the news the region would be getting a significant boost in funding. The DRI's focus is to help boost downtown areas across the state that will attract people to those regions. In previous years, Jamestown, Olean, and Lockport have received money for that exact purpose. USA Niagara Development President Anthony Velardo says because this is the fourth year awards have been handed out, they know what needs to come next.
We have a wide number to pull from across the state, which will allow us to tap into best practices and what has happened in other cities across the state.
Over the course of the next year, a local planning committee will advise project recommendations and local stakeholders will contribute to help decide how those dollars are spent. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister says he sees the money being used to continue the removal process of the Robert Moses Parkway, among many other things.
For years, we preached that if we made the right decisions in the public realm, if we created the right infrastructure, private investment would follow, and investors, developers would take a new look at Niagara Falls, and now it is happening right before our eyes.
Deister says the DRI is most effective in a place where there is a social need that meets up with a market opportunity like the Bridge District.
The proposal that we made was somewhat more than 50% public realm improvements, again, playing off the removal of the parkway. But there was also a substantial fund, some of which was designed to assist in large projects, some of which could be new builds, some of which was designed to assist in rehabilitation of historic structures.
Investment plans are on track to be completed in 2020. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.